Chris, American Medical Response, with the latest. Thank you, Chris.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what your latest snapshot of real life is.
Well, the snapshot, unfortunately, is not good. 75 opioid overdoses last month in Manchester and Nashua. What's really concerning is that we're projecting there will be over 100 deaths just in Nashua and Manchester this year from opioid overdoses. And that's one of the highest numbers that we've seen in several years. What's driving that? We had a press conference about a week and a half ago with the governor, and it's fentanyl, synthetic fentanyl, that's showing up in pretty much every type of illicit drug that is out there. So if you're a marijuana smoker, or you use cocaine, methamphetamine, or crack, or even the counterfeit pills that we're seeing in Adderall and Elavil-shaped forms, there is a very high likelihood that there is some synthetic fentanyl in that. And you, as a user, will likely not be expecting that. And that's when people get into trouble. They use these substances by themselves. They get rendered unconscious and stop breathing, and there is nobody there to save them.
And your EMTs, you're just bumping into this almost daily, nightly?
They are, yeah. You know, we started seeing an increase in it last fall, where we'd respond to people, and you know, they, once we wake them up with the Narcan, they would say to us, "Geez, I am not an opioid user. I don't know what happened." And it's just become more common. You see now from DEA putting out reports that the dealers and the cartels are putting this synthetic fentanyl on purpose into these other substances, and it's become even more dangerous than it already was.
Do you? I know you're not a policy person, but you're watching this, Chris, and it needs to be a higher priority in this state and country, and we need to start really putting our money where our mouth is if we're going to care about these individuals and families. And I just think unless it happens to your family, it doesn't happen, and I think it's wrong.
You know, I agree with you, Jack. I give the state of New Hampshire a lot of credit. We were one of only three states that saw opioid overdoses go down during the pandemic. Listen, I get that there's competing space for money in really important projects, but the state continues to step up with the DeWorry program. Like I said, the governor had a press conference last week to raise the alarm bells about this fentanyl being in all of these drugs. His commissioner on alcohol and other drugs is well aware of it. I presented to them recently. So, you know me, I'm going to do everything I can to shout from the hilltop about this.
You've been a steadfast beacon on this for years now, and you do this, and you go out of your way to do it. And thank you to your folks that don't get thanked enough. We should thank everyone on the front line of public safety. So thank you to your EMTs, but I'm talking enforcement. It's not your area, Chris, but I'll tell you right now, I don't think a lot of people would want me to be president. I wouldn't want to be president, but if I was president, what's happening and where it's coming into the southwest border, it would be a wake-up call. It would be a different ball game, and I'd go after the source of this stuff, because I think it's basically glorified terrorism. If you're producing a substance that's killing Americans and designed for this market, you know where it's coming from. I think I'm clear in present danger. I'd go after it, but that's commentary, and that's me.
Well, everything I hear and all the reports that come in from all the experts in law enforcement certainly says that it's coming in over the border, and it's coming from China, the two major sources of where this fentanyl's coming from.
No, it's produced the synthetic stuff, but the actual distribution lanes, I can paint them for you, talking to John Delano of the DEA, right through Mexico, right up into places like Lawrence, Lowell, Manchester, Nashua, you know, could be Whitefield, New Hampshire. It's pretty pathetic, sad stuff. Chris, but thank you for doing what you do. You're saving lives. Thank you, Chris.
Well, thanks for having me. Have a great day.